Can you join me in welcoming up Paul Graham, please? Come on up, Paul.
Hi, everyone, again.
Good evening. Paul, thanks for coming to share again tonight. I know you had a problem with your hip, which led to problems in your hamstring. Can you tell us a bit about what was wrong?
Okay, what was wrong? Basically, my right hip was 15 degrees higher than my left. Basically, a coach identified that. So it's causing me to sort of run a bit wonky, basically. So when I'd run, my right leg would kind of rotate round a little bit, and my left leg would just come through. So it's causing me to run a lot slower. Not good, really. Not what you want as a runner, because I do a lot of running. So basically, I'll just be digging out blind to run like a 55-second 400. Now I can run a 53, because my hips have realigned, basically, now, because I got prayed for.
Tell us what was wrong in terms of you kept getting hamstring injuries. Tell everyone about that.
The hamstring injuries, they was a nightmare. Because my hips were disaligned, basically, there was a lot of stress being placed on the lateral side of my right leg, my hamstring. So I'd get a lot of hamstring injuries, particularly when I'd run fast. So I had to sort it out. So the coach told me to go to a chiropractor to sort it out originally, which I did. I'd done that. I went once, and he just identified on a piece of paper. I've got these piece of paper on my room, framed. Well, not framed, but posted up. And it's just gait scans and stuff that says proof that my hip was actually 15 degrees higher, one side, and my gait scan was a bit wonky as well. Like when my foot rolled over a force plate or force mat, I was overpronating. And basically, one other thing that happened, this is the key thing, he got me to stand on two sets of scales, and he saw that my left side weighed 82... kilos or pounds, and my right side weighed 78, so it's like 4 kilo difference because I had a slight lean. Yeah, so
wow.
That's what I saw.
So you were at church in the pub last time we ran one, and you got some prayer. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, that was quite phenomenal, really, because I've always known that God is good, but after that, like, God is really great. After that night, right? What happened, Mike Milner was doing his service, his preach, and at the end, said, anyone who wants prayer for, come to the back and I'll pray for you. And one of the things he said, out of three, there's only three things tonight, he said, anyone who's got one leg shorter than the other, come to the back and I'll pray for you. So I'd already had prayer twice, so I thought, like, maybe it's not going to work. I don't know, like, maybe it's not God's time to sort me out. But I went to the back anyway, so I think my mate Dave pushed me up. He just said, just go, you might as well go. I think it's bored of me or something. So I just went to the back. And Mike and Tabo and this guy Steve prayed for me. And basically what I felt when they was praying for me, I was really pushing into God. And I felt really sick here. That was symptom number one. I felt really out of breath. I didn't feel anything in my hip. I didn't feel anything going on there, but I was just, it was really euphoric, and I was pushing into God and talking to God as well. So then they snapped me out of it, like they basically just stopped praying, and then they said, do you feel anything different? I'm like, no, not at all. And what they'd done also, before they prayed for me, they sat me down on a chair, and they got me to lift my legs out in front of me, like both of them out like that, dorsiflex my toes. And actually, I'm wearing the same shoes as what I was the night when I got prayed. And see that white bit there? Right, that's where my right foot came up to. So it was about 2 inches shorter. Okay. And then after they prayed for me, sorry if they smell. after they prayed for me, basically they'd done the test again, and they was like, you know, they was level. And that was like, to me, like, just personally, I mean, I've prayed for loads of stuff before, and some stuff has worked out and some stuff ain't, but that moment, I mean, Mike, you saw me, didn't you? I was like shocked. And that to me was just like really amazing, because it just totally restored my faith. And I've been really thankful. I mean, that night on walking home, I live 8 floors up, right? I'm on the 8th floor up, and instead of getting the lift, I actually like walked up those stairs. And I just to be thankful, I was just really appreciative of wow. like what God had given me. And this is another thing. I was for ages now. Sorry to steal half your preach, by the way, sorry. For ages now, I've been praying about like the gifts that God has given me. One of them, for instance, is like my ability to run well. My lung capacity is apparently really gifted, like really big. And I was just praying to God so many times, like, you know, how can I use this for you, God? And, you know, do you want me to run and go to the gym or whatever? And I think he does, absolutely. Mm. I really think he does because he healed me.